Christian Muller here, and I'm joined by Richard Nash and Hudson the Railroad Puppy, and of course, Diane Rio. And we're here to talk about why Hudson's in the Valley. So what is Hudson's story?
Well, Hudson was just 3 weeks old when he was found. Hudson was found by some railroad workers inspecting tracks in Albany, New York. Hudson's paw had been cut off, and him and his two siblings, all three, were nailed by their left rear legs to the railroad ties.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, it was pretty horrific, but after life-saving treatment, it was determined that he would be a good candidate for a new technology out there for animals, and Hudson became one of the first dogs in New York State to get a prosthetic limb.
That's fantastic. Yeah. And he seems much happier now.
He's very happy now, yes.
So what brings you up here to our great northern area?
Well, it's amazing with something so horrific that happened to Hudson that we can actually turn it into a positive. So what we're up here for is we partnered with State Farm. They have a program that they formed with Victoria Stillwell, who's a world-famous dog trainer. They invited us to be a part of it. And it's called the Kindness is Powerful program. And what we do is we go to schools and we talk to children about being kind to animals, dog bite prevention, anti-bullying, being kind to your peers. And, you know, one of Hudson's messages is, you know, just because you're different doesn't mean you're not wooftastic. And so we talk about differences because Hudson is obviously different with his prosthetic leg. A lot of children don't see a dog with fake limbs and in wheelchairs and wheel carts and things. So it's just a nice way to spread kindness and just show children that you can be good to each other as well as animals. And that's pretty much it.
So what can kids expect? What do parents, kids, and teachers see when Hudson comes and visits?
Well, they can see, number one, a kind and gentle blue-nosed pit bull. Hudson's been defying the stereotypes of the breed-specific legislation that is awful. But what they get is not only just seeing Hudson and celebrating differences and things like that, but we hope they get to learn the best way to handle some different situations. You know, if it's not your dog, why would you stick your hand through the fence to reach in that dog? You know, because that dog could bite you, and, you know, it's all about being safe and being kind and dog bite prevention. And then when they get to meet Hudson, of course, he likes to lick their faces and give kisses. So they'll get a lot of that. And then I know with State Farm, they do give the kids, like, backpacks and things for, you know, just to take as, like, a memento.
I can attest to that. I have three large boxes shipped to my house to give out over the next couple of days to kitties.
Now, how long have you guys been doing this?
We've been partnered with State Farm for almost a year now.
And have you traveled all over the world, or...?
No, we've traveled, but not with State Farm, but we've traveled mainly the Northeast region, New Hampshire, Maine, Massachusetts, New York, so a little bit around here, but he's traveled. He's been out to L.A. and D.C. And
yeah, tell him about the L.A., the hero dog.
Yeah. Hudson is the American Humane Association's 2015 Hero Therapy Dog of the Year, so that's a great honor, and so we got to fly out to L.A. and stay with the Beverly Hilton and... You know, be with all the famous people and walk the red carpet and stuff. So that was an amazing honor. And then we actually got to go down to Washington, D.C. for a congressional hearing about working dogs and the way they help people in everyday lives. So it's been an amazing journey with him.
If a school is maybe looking to get Hudson to come visit their students, how can they go about contacting you?
They could email me at HudsonTheRailroadPuppy@gmail.com, or they can go on Hudson's Facebook page and message me there. It's Hudson the Railroad Puppy on Facebook.
Now, where exactly are you going to be up here?
So tomorrow we have two schools that we're going to do. We're going to do New Suncook in Lovell, Maine at 9 a.m., and then we're going to visit CA Snow School in Freiburg at 1 p.m., and then we're booked for the Brownfield Denmark School on Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. So he's going to hit all three. Yeah.
Now, are you ever going to come to some of the schools right here in the New Hampshire side?
Yes. We don't have dates yet because Hudson has a very busy calendar. But Rich and I were talking about that this morning, and we're looking for like a September, October time frame. I've been talking to a bunch of schools on this side. They're very anxious to meet Hudson and have them do his kindness program there.
All right. Well, thank you very much. For people to look up any more information about Hudson, can they just go to a website?
Our website is in progress right now. It's being built. But if they Google Hudson the Railroad Puppy or the Railroad Puppies, they'll be able to read a lot of his story and see a lot of his videos and things on there. Or like I said, his Facebook page, Hudson the Railroad Puppy. There's a but there's a lot out there. Like if you Google him, you'll be able to see our video from the Hero Dog Awards and some other things that we've done.
All right. Well, thank you very much for coming in, and thank you to Hudson's for sharing his message of kindness.
Thank you so much for having us.